WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station woman who took her dog to the A&M Small Animal Hospital yesterday is accused of hitting a vet student twice in the face with a closed fist. 47-year-old Janet Davis was arrested for misdemeanor assault after reacting to the student offering the dog a treat while attempting to fit a muzzle on the animal.
This is something that normally does not happen. It's very uncommon for a staff member or a student to be assaulted by someone they're providing services to.
Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says the worker was treated at the scene by A&M paramedics. Weekend arrests include a 20-year-old Brian man who's been busted 58 times. That's according to a College Station policeman who asked for a higher bond before Malachi Muse II would be released from jail. The latest incident was Saturday night when police responded to a report of Muse injuring his mother because she didn't want him to go to a birthday party for his child. Officers were told Muse threw a large glass vase so hard at his mother that a piece of broken glass also hit and cut his grandmother. According to College Station police, Muse had 27 offenses as a juvenile, 10 more when he was 17, and 21 since turning 18. That has led to 14 arrests and 8 convictions, including 3 priors for assault causing bodily injury to a family member. Muse, who was also arrested for evading and resisting arrest, was jailed on bonds totaling $68,000. It's a fresh new school year, and each one of Bryan ISD's third graders will receive his or her own dictionary through a special program. Bryan Dictionary Project Chair Debbie Pipe says she and several other former educators behind the fundraising will be distributing more than 1,300 dictionaries in September.
Each of us working on this project is passionate about the potential this gift has to help kids realize the power of words and thus the power of learning. We've invited Republican elected officials to hand out the dictionaries individually to students in their classrooms. For the children, it reinforces the significance of the gift to receive it from the hands of someone they perceive as important.
Pipe says they are still raising funds for a prize option of the giveaway in which the teachers conduct dictionary drills. If you'd like to get involved, more details are on our website at WTAW.com. 2 years ago, high school administrators in the Bryan School District did not follow policies regarding changing the state academic status of some high school students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace explained that parent meetings were not held with students and principals. That resulted in the state giving the district a low rating for preparing high school students for what they do after graduation.
Now, we've gone back in our audit, and we have found that we had students that were coded incorrectly, that we have students that actually graduated on the recommended plan that were coded minimum plan. And so what happens now is we're going to appeal this decision. We feel like that we have a standard and a reasoning to appeal it. We feel like we're going to get it.
Wallace says this happened after the district was dinged by the state for low high school graduation rates.
What some of these principals were doing was looking at these students and saying, okay, and these counselors were going, okay, in years past we had had a lower graduation rate. And so we're going to make for sure that these students graduate. Mm. And so they had bumped them down to that minimum plan.
Wallace says roughly half the students given recommended status 2 years ago were affected. An outside auditor was in the district Friday as a follow-up to an internal investigation. A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp have agreed on Lofton's compensation when he resigns next year.
Within 10 business days after Lofton leaves on January 10th, he'll receive $850,000 cash. That's twice his annual salary. From that point until the 2014 fall semester, Lofton will be a special advisor to Provost Karen Watson. He'll be paid almost $26,000 a month, or about $180,000 for the interim. Beginning with the fall semester next year, as previously reported, Lofton will be a tenured professor in the College of Engineering. He'll also continue as a special advisor as he creates an institute. Combined pay for those duties, $310,000, along with the $50,000 budget. Upon his departure, Lofton will become president emeritus and will receive what's written as customary benefits. He was also given up to $25,000 to pay lawyers and or tax advisors to assist with the transition. A copy of the 4-page separation agreement's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Starting today, visitors to the George Bush Library and Museum will be able to engage with another President George, George Washington. Marketing and Communications Director Will King says through early September, the museum will display one of Washington's personal copies of the Bill of Rights and Acts of Congress.
He had about 7 or 8 of these copies of the Acts of Congress. This one here that we'll have on display has, you know, his personal handwritten notes off in the margin and everything. I mean, it's just an incredible chance to see a piece of history of the Congress, Bill of Rights, Washington's handwritten notes. I mean, it's going to be pretty amazing.
King says there will also be an opening event and lecture tomorrow evening at 6:30, where a historian will explain the significance of these documents and visitors can share their own experiences. WTAW News Time is 8:14 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless. Then you can relax and enjoy the football game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 813, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
We have showers and thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast this morning, and they are moving off towards the west. Some of this moisture may push in towards us today. Mixture of sun and clouds, breezy near 90. There is the chance for showers and thunderstorms as the day goes on. Those should taper off tonight. It'll be partly cloudy, breezy overnight, 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of a late-day storm near 95. It'll be sunny and warmer Wednesday. Highs will be 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:14, Kat. You going to the fair?
When is the fair?
The fair is September 5th through the 8th.
That would be really fun.
Have you been to the Brazos Valley Expo?
Yes. Last year I was one of the judges for the Gospel Fest contest.
Oh, so you've been there? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this is a big deal. It's the second annual Brazos Valley Fair. And Jim Zerkovitz is here this morning. How are you, Jim?
I'm great, Scott. How are you today?
Good. The first thing I want you to kind of give us some background, because my family moved here in 1958, and there wasn't a county fair here. And dadgummit, there were all these little counties around us who had fairs, and we didn't have one in Brazos County. I didn't necessarily understand that. But, of course, this isn't just a county fair. It's a Brazos Valley fair. But do you know why it stopped?
It stopped sometime in the 50s, the late 50s. But I've got two books that Frank Metzer, who's retired ag teacher here from Bryan High, brought me to the fair in 1942 and 1947. It's a catalog of the fair at that time.
Wow.
And very, very interesting and a great part of our Brazos County history, but I don't really know why the fair actually stopped back in the late 50s, but I think maybe because it was a lack of a facility. They probably outgrew what they had out there at the American Legion area out there. They just had a few acres, and then for a long time, the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show out there at Tabor, that was only like 7 or 8 acres,
mm-hmm.
And as you know, as we talked about earlier, that everybody, like my family of five, will come in 5 vehicles. You've got to have some parking. You've just got to have some room to grow and expand and have multiple events at one particular activity like
so,
that.
So, the second annual, so it's coming up not this weekend, but next weekend, September 5th through the 8th, and it'll be out at the Expo Center. Gosh, give me some highlights as to what this is going to be all about.
Well, I'm excited to report to you, Scott, that we're going to have, we added another night of rodeo. We're going to have it Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and then Sunday's going to be ranch rodeo. So we'll have one more night of rodeo. We were voted the number one CPRA rodeo in the state of Texas with our first year. I mean, just think about
that. How are you going to top that one now?
I don't know. And the other thing is, this is the first fair of this kind started in Texas in 36 years.
Most everybody either had one going or then decided they're never going to have one, I guess.
They had one going, and last year we had 14,000 to 16,000 people show up. I think it was 16,000. And I'm betting this time that we're going to have 25,000 or more, because we've got more events, we've got better entertainment. Yeah. We've got something for everybody.
So now, give me some numbers as far as entries are concerned.
Well, this year I know that Carl Heinz, our head of our livestock, that's one of our staff members, the assistant general manager, told me last week we had already 1,200 livestock entries. Last year we only had 800, and we still have a week to go to take entries, and we'll take entries that day. So we've got kids coming in from all over the state of Texas, from Amarillo to South Texas, East Texas, you name it. And a lot of the local Brazos Valley kids, too, will compete.
So now, of course, then the timeline for all of this judging is going to change as the body expands, huh?
Yes, sir. And the kids will be showing on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, this way they can not miss any school.
Right.
And
they hate that, though, Jim.
I know. Okay, you know, back when I was showing, we could miss school.
Sure.
You know,
that was part of it. Yeah.
But anyway, and what I'm excited about, Scott, too, is that 100% of the entry fees for our kids is given back to the kids in prize money. None of the expenses are deducted from that. The fair takes that out of our sponsorships and ticket sales, but the kids' actual entry fee gets paid back. We paid back $33,000 last year in our first year. So with an increase of numbers, we'll be able to pay back more. And what we call this is envelope money. We don't really have a sale per se for these kids. They'll come and show their animal. It's like a practice show, and get some experience showing, take them back home, and then they will show them at their county shows like our Youth Livestock Show in March, or Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, and et cetera.
Right. And again, they need to get the experience. If it ends up being an expense, then that's difficult.
That's right. And as you know, my kids showed, and we went to some of these fairs, like to Brenham and to Waco and stuff like that, to give the cattle some experience, give the kids some experience and some exposure and things like that, make them more comfortable and more confident when they show their animals.
Sure. Now, tickets are available. They're $10 admission. Now, this is a good deal because this includes not only your admission to the fairgrounds, but also includes the rodeo and any of the concerts that are going on there.
And let me tell you who we've got lined up this time. On Thursday night, we've got Corey Morrow.
Oh, all right. There
and right after the rodeo, we'll have Corey, and we're excited to have him there for us. Friday night, we've got Parker Heights and Clayton Gardner. Saturday night, we've got Restless Heart. And on Sunday, we've got Emilio. But let me say this. Sunday this year is going to be Tejano Day.
Oh, okay.
And we've got four or five outstanding Hispanic bands, and I am very, very excited about that music because I just love it. As you know, I'm Polish, and a lot of the roots of the Tejano Norteño music goes back to the Czech, German, and Polish roots.
Huh.
And now, a lot of people don't realize that.
And you said you're just back from Poland,
yes, sir.
You've brought some entertainment.
Yes, my family and I and 45 family and friends went to Poland for 2 weeks, just came back. We brought a band back with us. They're four young people, and they're going to be highlighted on the Rock and Spur stage on Friday night, September the 6th at 6 p.m. These are four young kids, and they're one of the top, if not the top band in Poland for folk music, but they can play anything, absolutely anything. They were in Italy last month, made the semifinals for the entire European continent.
Oh, my. And they're going to be here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of rides also.
Oh, my. The carnival. The carnival is the same one that the Fort Worth Livestock Show uses in Fort Worth.
Okay.
It's one of the top carnivals in the entire United States. So come out and participate.
Now, Kat wants to ask about the food, but she's shy to do that.
Asked about the food. We're going to have all kinds of food, let me tell you.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the quilts, because I know the first year y'all didn't have quilts, and I really wanted to enter a quilt, but I was not able to finish the quilt I was working on in time.
So is it done now?
No. I'm like, hold on to it for next year. But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody else's work and kind of seeing like, how well do I really have to work for next time?
You know? I got you. Well, Jim, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, you can go to our website, www.brazosvalley.com, and we've got a wonderful website set up there with all the schedule, the events, anything that you want to know, Q&A, that type of thing. But I'd go to our brazosvalleyfair.com website. And remember, our theme is showcasing agriculture, education, and youth to enhance our Texas culture.
And this thing is great. It's an opportunity. You're going, yeah, there's a football game that weekend. But, you know, a lot of people don't go to the football games. Or, again, this is going on before the football game and afterwards as well.
Exactly.
So sounds like fun.
Exactly. And if you come into town, this gives you another event and something else to do. You can come Friday night to the rodeo and then go to Midnight Yale practice.
There you go.
And
all
then
right.
If you stay Saturday and Sunday, come out Sunday for Tejano Day. I know it's going to be exciting, and I am very, very excited about the Latino community in Brazos Valley. They are just really pumped about it.
Yeah, I like that too. Jim, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you, Scott.
You bet. Our community segment is brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving you with your insurance needs with honesty and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
22 News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're busy morning this morning, and we've got folks from the Arts Council coming in just a few minutes. But right now, Bill McGuire is here from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
It's Monday, Scott. I'm great.
Okay. What do you got for us?
Well, believe it or not, you know, these fraudsters, these scammers, they find every nook and cranny, and they found out about the medical marijuana stocks.
Oh, okay, so, here we go.
So, yeah. So, news alerts coming out are surrounding the medical marijuana, and different states are starting to legalize the use of it medically and or recreationally. So, scammers are yet again picking up on where the cash is. So, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, which mostly you hear on the news as FINRA.
I know FINRA. Got it.
FINRA. Uh-huh. Issued an alert on the 20th. For investors and told them that you better watch out because some of these stock offerings are out-and-out fraud. And really what they want you to know is that these companies are coming out and they may call you and say, hey, I've got a stock for you. It's hot, you know, and all they're really trying to do is a pump-and-dump tactic.
Okay.
Pump up the interest so that you buy a bunch of the stock and then the stock, you know, rises, and then they want to go ahead and sell it. The fraudsters do, so they make the money, and you end up with a stock that's not worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
So FINRA's got tips. Good thing FINRA's got tips, and they say, make sure you ask, why me?
How'd you come up with my name?
Yeah, and a great example of this is I had an old bank customer of mine, Scott, who one Saturday evening gave me a call and said, hey, Mr. McGuire, I got a call from a guy in Kentucky. He says, I can get in on these oil fields if I put in $25,000. What would you think about that? And I said, well, out of 200, 300 million people in America, how did he find you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a good point. So this is kind of what you ought to ask yourself when you get a phone call out of nowhere from somebody who's talking to you about medical marijuana stock.
Okay.
So that's one of the things. Consider the source. Be wary of information that only focuses on a stock's upside and no mention of risk. And that's true with any stock. Also, do your research and search the names of the key corporate officials and major stockholders, as well as the company itself. And this all sounds like, you know, normal stuff that you should do. And then check out the person selling the stock because they're supposed to be a legitimate investment salesperson who has licenses and his firm should be registered with FINRA. So for more information on this or some other kind of investment scams and frauds, check out BBB Smart Investing on our website.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you. Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And Linda Harvell's here this morning because it's getting one week closer, a few weeks closer actually now, to the 75th anniversary, which is going to be going on, talking about College Station's anniversary. Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing outstanding. How are you?
Good. What you got for us today?
Well, we're coming down to the last quarter before the exhibit starts. Oh, yay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Union Pacific is making an official presentation of their title sponsorship to the City Council on September 11th. And the actual opening of the College Station Celebrate 75 Years is October 21st, but that's going to be a very, very soft opening. That's just when we're going to be opening it. On October 29th, we've got a ribbon cutting for the exhibit that's going to be hosted by Insight Magazine. November 15th, the homecoming and the reunion. Mm-hmm. This is going to be just an amazing and such a fun event. It's going to be at the Southwood Community Center over the Brian Bachman Park. It's $12 per person. We're going to have a catered barbecue dinner. Chris Austin Martinez, Consolidated Class of 84, I believe, mm-hmm. who's known as the Human Jukebox, is going to be playing for us. It's going to be a great opportunity for people just to reconnect. You can go online to www.txtraders.com and buy your tickets. That weekend, there's several reunions going on. The class of 50s, the 50s decade for Consolidated is having a reunion.
Those really old people. Yeah, really old, yeah.
And then the class of 63 is having their 50th reunion.
Still older, yeah.
Oh, now you just walk soft.
I know, I understand, yeah.
I'll start making fun of you, Scott.
That's right. As long as it's before 69, then it's a bunch of old people.
Don't
forget,
your brother graduated.
That's right.
He
was right in there. Yep. Matter of fact, yeah.
And then on the big day, November 16th, we've got a free vintage car display out at the library. We're going to have different entertainment during the day. And then around 3 o'clock, we're going to have the official birthday cake. Now, within the next few weeks, those people that are donating things for the exhibit are going to be taken to the Bush Library. I'm donating my entire living room furniture because we're reenacting a vintage home.
Oh, okay.
The A&M Garden Club, who started around 1936, is involved, and they're going to be doing vintage flower displays. I mean, what an amazing tie-in it is for us. Now, the Bush Library is offering free admission to the exhibit November 15th, 16th, and 17th, and we're so very grateful for them doing that. That's just an amazing contribution that they're making. So, still looking for sponsorships. If I may, just very quickly, our title sponsor is Union Pacific, and then coming in behind them, University Title, St. Joseph's, BTU, Scott & White, Texas Trading Post, Joe Orr, Inc., the President's Office at Texas A&M, Douglas Nissan, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Aggieland Credit Union, Texas Bank and Trust, First Victoria National Bank, Copy Corner, Anco Insurance, and Wells Fargo. And we've had a lot of other smaller sponsorships, but these are our big ones. So if you didn't hear your name mentioned on air,
And you would like to,
you can call me at 979-703-5305 or send me an email at lindaharvell@aol.com. We do have a Facebook page, College Station Celebrates 75 Years. We're having a lot of fun posting history. The pictures and the photos that people are finding to share on this page have been hidden for years.
That's so great.
We're able to, you know, keep the history alive. And that Facebook page is called College Station Celebrates 75 Years. So we just got a lot going.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Thanks a bunch.
Talk to you
soon. All right, that's Linda Harvell here and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Some soft numbers from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
There was a bigger-than-expected decline last month in demand for expensive manufactured products. The Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods fell 7 1/3% in July. The drop was mainly due to weak demand for new civilian aircraft, but orders outside the transportation sector were still relatively weak. They were down a little more than 0.5 percentage point. Economic growth in China is boosting demand for air travel, and Chinese airlines need more pilots. Carriers are recruiting around the world. They're offering generous pay and benefits. People looking to buy homes take a lot of things into consideration, but executives at Trulia say they were surprised when a new survey found about 1/3 of house hunters were not concerned about living close to family members. The most important thing on the minds of adults looking at houses is the size of the property. Stock market futures are mixed ahead of the Monday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good. Busy as usual.
Well, yeah. It's the school's getting started. Everybody's life is changing and that kind of thing. So you brought a guest with you today.
I have Becky Phillips with us, and a lot of people know by now, but we have the Seed Gallery that's opened in downtown Bryan a while back, and it's partnership between the Arts Council, Advent GX, and the City of Bryan. This is a very highly sought after gallery by artists. It's very popular. There's a selection process. You know, we try to get the best of the best in there, like with anything we do. And I think we definitely did. And Becky was selected for this summer.
Welcome, Becky. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what kind of an artist are you and what kind of medium you work in.
The exhibit at Seed Gallery is called Sublime Encounters, Science and Art Collide. And it's a collection of 10 paintings based on the discovery of the Higgs boson subatomic particle. So I found out about the discovery, and I was teaching my young boys about physics. And during that time, the Higgs boson was discovered. Went back to my studio. I started painting, and I realized third painting in that this was kind of the residue of reading about the scientific discovery.
Wow. This is something that needs to be seen, it sounds like.
It's a collection of very large paintings, mm-hmm. and they're all very color-coordinated.
Explain a little bit how the paintings are presented in the gallery so people will understand that.
The paintings move in a fashion that are very color-coordinated on the wall. Paintings 1 through 3 really have laser beams of light, almost as if you're an immediate witness to the two protons exploding and crashing into one another. Paintings 4 through 6 start removing from the discovery and from the incident. And so you're a little further away, almost an aerial perspective. And then the last two paintings become even more painterly, much more paint applied. They all have images taken from my junk drawer. And so I collected repetitive images like scissors and bolts and nuts and rubber bands and a broken strand of pearls that all are within and repeated imagery within the paintings.
What are you drawing from to be able to create these images?
I think in the most pure sense, I'm probably driven by abstract expressionism. So it's just a pure energy that comes out of me. I did not, you know, research any of the images that they collected in their massive computer data bank at the Large Hadron Collider.
So you don't have to be a physicist to understand what the painting is, right?
Right, you do not. But I had two physicists, Dr. Peter McIntyre and Dr. Nicholas Suntsev from A&M. They're world-renowned physicists who walked through the gallery with me and actually saw that a couple of my paintings really depicted some of the complex ideas with dark energy, or some of their actual studies, they saw how it really related in the layers and the depth of the work.
And you've got an event coming up.
At my opening reception at Seed Gallery, there was a fantastic woman there by the name of Corinne Gill. She's in the biology department at Texas A&M. And she also is a Venezuelan composer and an international pianist. And so on August 31st at the Seed Gallery at 7 p.m., it's a $7 ticketed event. She will be performing on a baby grand piano amongst my paintings.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. So again, tell us where the gallery is located.
216 West 26th Street in downtown Bryan, mm-hmm. and that's in the Federal Building, and it's right next to the Village Cafe.
This is fascinating. We've talked to a lot of different kinds of artists, but I don't think we've had anybody who's decided that protons were going to drive them to do their artwork.
So there's probably no blue bonnets in this show.
Yeah, that's probably right. So anyway, we'll look forward to having that showing there on August, the closing of it on August 31st. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else we have going on?
Two shows going on right now, obviously Becky's and then our artist in residence, Sarah Stimson. And that show's closing at the end of next week. And it's really a good one. And it's a up-and-coming artist really expressing herself. So that's a really great show over at our 2275 Dartmouth location in College Station.
Want some more information?
acbv.org.
All right. Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Back on the streets is a Bryan man whose driving record includes 35 enforcement actions and 10 convictions. A Bryan policeman who knows 24-year-old Jeffrey Crutchfield spotted him behind the wheel Saturday afternoon. After his arrest for an enhanced charge of driving without a license, Crutchfield was taken to jail where he's smiling in his booking photo, which you can see online at WTAW.com. 37 minutes later, Crutchfield was released after posting a $2,000 bond. It took a little more time, 14 hours, for another Bryan man to get out of jail. 44-year-old Herman Castillo was arrested for drunk driving with four prior DWI convictions. Saturday night, witnesses told Bryan police Castillo drove the wrong way on Ravine Avenue with children playing in the area. When officers arrived, they found Castillo passed out while the engine was still running. The arrest report noted drunk driving convictions dating back to 1992. Castillo's bond is $10,000. Very rarely is an A&M employee or student assaulted by a member of the general public. Lieutenant Alan Barone of University Police says that happened to a vet student yesterday afternoon at the small animal hospital.
She advised the officers that she was assisting a client with her dog, and the client became upset and struck her twice in the face with a closed fist, causing a laceration on the victim's face.
The victim was offering a treat while trying to put a muzzle on the dog when she was struck. She was treated at the scene by university paramedics. 47-year-old Janet Davis of College Station was arrested for misdemeanor assault. Officially, it's called a transition agreement. A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp have signed off on Lofton's compensation when he steps down January 10th.
The four-page agreement, which you can read online at WTAW.com, gives Lofton at least $1.4 million through the end of the 2014-15 school year. A majority, $850,000, twice his annual salary, and will be paid within 10 business days after he steps down. There's another $180,000 that'll come between January and the following August as a special advisor to Provost Karen Watson. He'll keep that position when he starts a year from now as a tenured professor in the College of Engineering and create an institute involving several A&M system agencies. His salary and office budget will be $360,000. Lofton also receives 12 months of moving and storage expenses, up to $25,000 to pay tax advisors and or lawyers to assist with the transition, and what's called the customary benefits of becoming president emeritus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a new school year begins, Bryan School District administrators are dealing with academic issues from 2 years ago. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the proper label was not given to higher performing high school students when data was sent to the state for accreditation purposes.
I don't think that any one counselor, I don't think that any one principal did anything maliciously. I don't think they did anything that would make them feel like they were breaking the law. I don't think they were looking out in their minds for the best interest of the children.
They
That's what we do.
They cooked the books. Is that about right?
Well, they did what they thought was best at the time.
Wallace says corrective steps include hiring an outside auditor.
He will look at each one of our students' folders, or their CUME folders. We'll look and make for sure that we have them on the right plans. We'll have training put in place for our counselors in order to make for sure that they have the right training in order to put the students on the right plan.
Wallace says about half the affected students were incorrectly shown to be lower performing in an effort to improve the district's high school graduation rate. This school year, 63 third-grade classrooms in Bryan will receive a total of 1,352 dictionaries. Chair Debbie Pipes for the Dictionary Project in Bryan says the fundraising has been difficult but worth it.
We have been fundraising all summer, and I have learned just how hard it is to fundraise in the summer. Despite that, we just sent $3,024 off to pay for the books, thanks to the generosity of all the great folks in this community. We still need money for prizes, though, but we did very, very well. Very excited about what we accomplished.
She says prizes will be given by teachers during dictionary drills, and elected officials, including Congressman Bill Flores, will help hand out the dictionary so that the children realize that it's an important gift. At WTAW.com, you can find the address for sending funds to the prize portion of the giveaway. And you can now see the handwriting and thoughts of America's first president at a local museum. Marketing and Communications Director Will King with the Bush Library and Museum says George Washington's copy of the Acts of Congress and Bill of Rights, complete with his personal notes, are available today through September 9th.
We have an exhibit opening event and lecture the next day on the 27th. Robert Brookhiser will be there, and he's a presidential historian. He has extensive experience in this, and he'll explain exactly what the Acts of Congress are and why it's a significant piece of history. People will also have a chance to weigh in on what they think about the exhibit. There's a traveling blog, if you will.
That event will start tomorrow evening at 6:30. King says Washington only had about 7 or 8 copies, and it's an incredible chance to see a piece of history. WTAW News Time is 8:44. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. Living in a great community is something we all love. That's why Oldham Goodwin is a business partner with the Arts Council. Whether it's the performing, literary, visual, or even culinary arts, we know that supporting the arts is a sure way to keep making the Brazos Valley a great place to work and live. Join us today in supporting the Arts Council by becoming a business partner. It's a great way to get involved.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
What do you know about long-term care insurance? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also in this issue. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieline Credit Union. The official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate. Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. The Ten Tenors on Broadway. Romeo and Juliet, the ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo. And Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit mscopus.org.
844, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have showers and thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast this morning, and they are moving off towards the west. Some of this moisture may push in towards us today. Mixture of sun and clouds, breezy near 90. There is the chance for showers and thunderstorms as the day goes on. Those should taper off tonight. It'll be partly cloudy, breezy overnight, 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of a late day storm near 95. It'll be sunny and warmer Wednesday. Highs will be 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we get to talk again. We've had other people talking for the last half hour.
I was going to say, you've had quite a break.
Yeah, so
well, we have anyway.
Yeah, that's it. So, yep, anyway, thanks to Jim for coming in and Bill and the folks from the Arts Council and Linda Harvell as well. So Steve Ballmer's resignation Friday at CEO of Microsoft. Set off shockwaves of glee, I think, on Wall Street. He owns about 333,000 shares of Microsoft, which means that he's now worth about $769 million. There's one small problem, though. When he took over as CEO at Microsoft, the company was worth about $600 billion by market capitalization. Now it's worth about $270 billion. So, again, if you used to have something that was worth $600 and now it's worth $270, that's not necessarily
no,
good.
Sir.
So see how that works out for him. So today we have first world problems being solved by Harvard dropout. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Bill Gates used to do that. Anyway, a Harvard dropout, another Harvard dropout, wants to sell you caffeinated perfume. It was developed with money intended to fund world-changing projects. The project, this product is called Sprayable Energy. It contains a combination of water, caffeine, and an amino acid derivative. $15 for a bottle of 40 doses. It's not perfume that smells like coffee. In fact, it doesn't really smell like anything. It's odorless. But it's supposed to be an energy spray that you apply like a perfume. They claim that it gets absorbed through the skin to give you a caffeine boost. Business Week says Ben Yu and his business partner funded the development of the caffeine spray with a $100,000 grant given to them by a venture capitalist by the name of Peter Thiel, given to teens. The grants encouraged them to take 2 years off from college. They like that part. And then pursue these world-changing projects. The reason, if you got a great idea, the right time to work on it isn't 4 years off. It's right now. I like that. I think that is good. You got an idea? Let's work it right now. See how that stuff works. So, in Lindsay, Ontario, Canada, a woman called to ask advice, called the police, ask advice on how to keep her marijuana safe. Which, of course, you do. 46-year-old Dolly Russell allegedly explained to the Ossifers that she had $6,000 worth of marijuana plants in her home. And she apparently was seeking tips on how to prevent someone from breaking in and stealing the weed violently. Her words. Police decided to help her out. They decided to just go on over there and help her out.
She like, was, I would.
Yeah. She arrested without incident in her home. Plants were confiscated. So they may not be safe now, but at least she knows where they are.
Oh, no, they're safe
for a while.
Yeah, I guess. Until they're done being in evidence.
Speaking of police, I was just talking with a dispatcher, and he did say there is an accident. William Joel Bryan and Earl Rudder on the overpass, so just be aware that that's what's going on.
Just keep driving if you're not involved. Look straight ahead. You don't need to be looking up on the bridge. Just keep driving.
Do your best, Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, it's that rubbernecking thing.
You see nothing.
Could Paula Deen make a comeback?
Martha Stewart did.
Yep. Guess what? That lawsuit that was filed accusing Paula of discrimination and sexual harassment was dropped on Friday, without any award of costs or fees to any party. In other words, there was no settlement. It was just dropped. Since her former employee, Lisa Jackson, dropped her suit, is basically the thing that forced the Food Network to drop Paula, that could open the door for Paula coming back. And you know what?
Yeah, but is she going to want to go back to people that just dropped her like a dead fish?
Yeah, she'll take the paycheck. Yes, she will. She'll take the paycheck. That could happen. I could see that happening. All right, here are your three Mozon robbers here from Florida, our favorite place, decided to change their pleas right in the middle of the court. Officials say it happened after a deputy caught them trying to pass notes to each other, warning them to keep their story straight for the trial. Anyway, they immediately changed their plea to guilty. You think? You see, passing notes, you should have learned that in school, right? Not a safe thing to do.
You always get in trouble for it.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community. Introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy. What do you know about long-term care insurance? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also in this issue. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
It's 8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Trump University.
Oh, good night, nurse.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Well, New York Attorney General has filed suit against the Donald and his school for $40 million for defrauding students. In the statement,
oops,
the AG of the state of New York, Eric Schinderman, accused Trump of a bait and switch, trading on his celebrity status and stating Mr. Trump personally appeared in advertisements making false promises to convince people to spend tens of thousands of dollars they couldn't afford for lessons they never got. Of course, he wasted no time swinging back, saying it was all politically motivated. Team Donald says 98% of the students rate Trump University as an excellent experience. It's not the first lawsuit. Students filed a class action lawsuit against the school in 2010, accusing it of being like an infomercial that doesn't deliver on the guarantees of success. In fact, you didn't even get to meet Donald. You got to stand next to a life-size cutout and get your picture taken. It was, I mean, for everything I read, it sounded like a scam to me.
Wow.
I mean, it did. It sounded like a scam. So, not sure where that's going to go, and I don't know about it being politically motivated. It sounds like he was taking people for their money.
You were talking a minute ago about that spray caffeine cologne.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on Real Sports over the weekend with Bryant Gumbel, and it's fascinating. They went behind the scenes of Red Bull. It's an Austrian company.
Ah.
That started in Japan.
Really? Yeah. And makes a lot of money.
And they spend roughly 30% of it putting on events.
Well, they get their name out there. I know they do those flyer, daredevil flyer things through cities. You know, they race at low altitude, high speed planes.
Flugtag, which is the silly try and make something fly off the. They build silly flying machines and try and fly them over a river.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that could be fun unless it doesn't end well.
But it was fascinating. This guy was in Japan, was jet lagged, found this stuff in a Japanese store and decided, if I put a little carbonation on this,
it'll work.
I think it'll work. So he bought them.
A fizz and the buzz, huh?
Yep.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, supposedly on this day in 580, which is a while back.
Back before even you went to school.
That's right. The Chinese invented toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, thank you.
Well, the thing is, though, some sources disagree on this. In fact, toiletpaperworld.com says 1391 was the first year that China's Bureau of Imperial Supplies began producing some 720,000 sheets of toilet paper a year. Each sheet measured, you ready? 2 feet by 3 feet. And it was for use of emperors only, of course.
Of course.
Now, Jay Gaetti, who was a New York City inventor, used his plant in New Jersey to produce the first actual toilet paper in 1857, although it was called therapeutic paper. And it contained aloe to make it soft on your butt. But, you know, back then it was 50 cents for 500 sheets. 50 cents for 500 sheets. Scott Paper in Philadelphia was the first to manufacture rolls of toilet paper. That was in 1890. And by 1925, they had become the world's leading manufacturer of toilet paper in the world under the brand name of Waldorf. Waldorf.
Hmm.
Classy.
Hello?
Yes, was Mr. Whipple their first spokesman?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. People were shaking hands then after that. Okay. That's tacky.
That was.
Let's see. The Butler continues to dominate the box office the past weekend. Did about $17 million. We're the Millers finished in second place. I guess that tells you something. If those two are back in at number one and number two, nothing big came out. They're developing three television series, three based on The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yep. As you know, CBS is doing the medical show called Dorothy with characters based on the book. Sci-Fi is doing Warriors of Oz, a mini-series with a whole fantasy theme. There you go, like flying monkeys again and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And then this past Friday, NBC picked up a new drama called Emerald City, which would be a Game of Thrones, which is
interesting.
Soap opera with sword-style tale, based on the books from L. Frank Baum. And so we'll see. 13 others in the original. We'll see what happens. And if you didn't know, this is the 75th anniversary of the original, and it's been digitized and converted to 3D. It'll be out in theaters September the 20th.